Welcome to episode 36 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape, where Courtney says things like, I really miss that lotion. And Deb goes deep into Alan Thicke's theme song writing career. It starts right now on the Mixtape.
Hello there, and welcome to Deb and Courtney's Mixtape number 36. I'm Deb.
I'm Courtney.
Yes, there she is.
Hi.
Always dancing, Courtney. You're always dancing. I love it.
A little bit slower today because I'm a little sore, but that's okay.
Why are you sore?
It's that hi-hat that gets me like tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Why am I sore? I've been working out. I'm getting cut.
Yeah?
Getting ripped.
Are you getting a beach body?
I'm going to be like John Cena.
Who's that?
You're killing me.
No, seriously.
You're killing me.
John Cena.
Hey, let's do a pop culture podcast. One of us knows everything, and the other one doesn't know anything.
Nothing. No, seriously.
You know a lot of stuff, but apparently you don't know who John Cena. Okay, Deb, John Cena is a wrestling personality, and he has been dipping his toe into the acting world with various levels of success. His biceps are like the size of your hips.
Those are huge.
He's enormous. He's an enormous, enormously cut man.
And your biceps will rival his come summertime?
Hence the joke.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right.
No, seriously. His bicep is like the size of my entire head. Like, he's huge.
John Cena. How do you spell his last name?
C-E-N-A.
Okay. That's
WWE. Personality. Look him up and you're going to be like, what? Did you see the film Sisters with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey?
I did.
He's the dude in there. He was the drug dealer that Tina Fey was macking on a little bit.
He says
they're talking about getting into some rough play, and he says, my safe word is keep going.
That's good. That's some good stuff. That movie had some glimpses of some brilliance.
It did. It had moments of pure joy and then others where I was like, oh, you guys, what are we doing?
This is a Saturday Night Live skit gone an hour and a half too long, you know, kind of thing sometimes.
Actually, the woman who wrote it is one of the staff writers, or has been traditionally one of the staff writers on Saturday Night Live. And she's great, but I love it. She's always one of the people who, like, at the beginning when they have when they do question and answers during the monologue, because the person who's hosting is not very strong or whatever, and they try to pad it with interaction, she's one of the quote-unquote regular audience people who stands up. And you'll notice, like, after the fifth time, you're like, hey, that lady's always there.
She looks
like,
familiar.
Obviously, she's on staff. Yeah, she's one of the writers. Anyway.
Interesting tidbit.
Little tidbit. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah. So, it's been cold outside.
Oh, my God.
Where we live.
Did it snow? I saw there was snow at your house the other day.
We had snow. We had a couple of days of snow. And, and it just would not go away. It was I think it was the longest stretch of coldest weather we've had in a long, long time.
It has been bitterly cold here, and it was funny because this morning I woke up and it was raining, and it was like a new sensation because it's been so cold but really dry.
Yes. My knuckles are splitting.
Oh,
the
my
skin
God,
on my knuckles
hands?
Is splitting, yeah.
Oh, Deb, like, I put on my, like, tech workout wear this morning, and, like, my it's, like, catching on my fingers. Like, it's disgusting.
It's gross.
It's all like...
And there's really nothing you can do. I mean, Vaseline, maybe? I don't know. It's just, just gross. But the rain is a welcome.
It is.
Thing.
It is. We just invested in some O'Keefe's working hands.
Oh,
salve, and it's helping, but it's by increments. I am thinking back fondly to when I was a barista, and because, you know, you're washing your hands all day long and touching hot things, and it's murder on your skin. But they had a prescription medicated lotion in the back that you could put on, and I'm like, oh man, I wonder what the name of that was. Like, I really miss that lotion.
Did people only use it on their hands?
Oh,
You say prescription medicated lotion.
I know.
I just, my mind just goes all sorts of places that it probably shouldn't.
Mio. So a follow up to last time. So last time I was trying to explain to you how much I love my weird late night NPR guy.
Yeah, yeah. What happened? You were talking about how he does during the pledge drive for NPR.
Yeah,
he's the local guy from Seattle.
He really tries to muscle through these like fun ad libs by himself, which is so awkward, and it's just the funniest thing to my ear ever. But he does get a good one off every now and then, like during regular times. And the other night, because it was maybe gonna snow. And he goes, I'm driving home. I'm like 2 blocks from home. And I almost had to pull over. I started laughing so hard. He was like, he goes, weather forecast for the Seattle area. Look out.
Whoa.
Snow possible. I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
So dramatic. Wow.
Look out. I was like, oh, that's not safe. Anyway.
And then did you even get snow? I heard Seattle, there was a lot of talk of snow, but very
little. Some people got snow. We did get snow for like a day. Mm. It was there when I left for work and it was gone when I got home. Oh my gosh. Speaking of things that were there and then gone, I completely forgot to tell you.
What happened?
Okay, everybody. Guess what? My next door neighbor has some. Nice lady. Nice lady. Real nice lady. Mm. She has some questionable relatives. Mm-hmm. anyway, sorry, I'm like suddenly thinking back. I can hear the harp music in my head, but we're going to skip that. We're going to skip that story. But right before Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, this enormous concert tour bus sized RV showed up. Parked in front of her house. Like, it was so big, Deb. We were coming home the night that it first showed up, and I was like, what is that? Like, I couldn't, there were lights on in it, and I was like, I don't even know what this is. Like, yeah. It looked like a trailer, like a movie trailer or something. Like, I couldn't figure out what was going on. It was an enormous RV, which is fine. Different strokes for different folks. You are RV people.
Yeah.
Or from time to time. Mm-hmm. This is no Randy Colorado. This was a beast. And here's the thing. On three sides of this RV, there were airbrushed photos of bunny rabbits.
Bunny rabbits?
Straight up bunny rabbits.
Now that sounds like it's someone really famous and crazy.
I think it might have been their personal pets. Like, I don't know, because there was one. There was one.
What?
There's a big picture of like a bunch of rabbits, and it is a litter. I don't think it's a litter, but anyway, a bunch of rabbits, like little bunnies, real cute. And then next to that was a close up of one rabbit with a tiny hat on its head.
What?
And then that same picture of the rabbit in the hat was on the back. Accompanied by a cartoon, like a couple of cartoon rabbits hugging a palm tree. And then on the third side, I know, dude, wait. And then on the third side, there's this picture that we couldn't figure it out. And of course, it was on the side that was like facing the street. So we couldn't get a good, I never got a picture of it.
I
got
a picture of one side. I want a picture of it, right.
I will send you the picture I have, but I didn't get a picture of this third side because I tried to once. I was like, slow down, I'm going to take a picture. And my husband was like, they're in there, they can see you. And I was like, oh, damn it. But I'm also kind of like, if you don't want people taking pictures of your vehicle, don't put airbrushed pictures of bunnies on it.
Yeah, like, you're asking for attention with that kind of crazy shit, you know?
There was a picture, the third one was a picture of a rabbit, and it had something on its head, and we couldn't figure out what it was, and finally I was like, I think it's the ring that holds the lid onto the top of a mason jar. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the gold ring with like the screw top. And they had put it on this rabbit's head and its ears were all down. I don't know. I don't know what to make of any
that
of
that is so bizarre. Did you ever ask her? You have to ask
no.
her.
No, because we're not like that kind of neighbors.
Oh, not just chatty.
I keep to myself because I am suspicious of everybody.
So how long was it there?
Okay. It showed up Thanksgiving week. It was gone. It was gone by like the day after Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh, well, they're gone. La la. It came back. Came back the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. And it just left on Tuesday.
So it was there for
It was over 3 weeks, like solid. And a couple times it left and I was like, oh, yes, because it's huge. And like at night it runs its generator and it's loud. And then every morning you go out and you're like, what is with the bunnies? And there's no good explanation. And then it would be back, like it would be gone. And I'd be like, yes. And then the next day it would be back. Like it was like I'd come home from work and it would be back. And I'd be like, damn it. Like they just went to get gas or something.
They might be like people who show bunnies, like they might have bunnies as pets, but then they show them.
Oh, yeah. Nothing weird about that.
Nah. Hey, like you said, different strokes, different folks. That's amazing. I think I would have to ask my neighbor what is up with that.
Yeah, I may do, but it's a little like we're polite and we're friendly, but we're not going to go hang out at each other's house. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, also because she doesn't keep her property in maybe the most beneficial way for
the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Understood.
Could be worse. Could be better.
Wow. That's bizarre. I would be taking photos of that. I'd be posting about it. What is up with this stuff? But you said you got one picture of it, kind of, sort of?
I have a couple pictures. I didn't post because I don't know. I just I get weird about other people's privacy.
Yeah.
And B, the world continues to fall to shit. So it kind of didn't feel like a bunny RV post, haha, kind of a time.
Right. Speaking of the world falling to shit, I think officially 2016... is the year of death.
The year that, I was going to say the year the music died, but the year that everything died.
Everything.
You know what, though? Like, look around at stuff that's happening. Like, if you were kind of on the way out anyway, would you really work that hard to stick around?
See ya.
I don't know.
See ya.
I don't know. I opened the NPR webpage today, and the first thing that was on there was musicians we have lost in 2016. And let me tell you, that list, I scrolled for a long time.
It's
a
huge.
Long time.
The awards shows, let's see, the Oscars, the Emmys, the AMAs, the whatever else, maybe not the Tonys, but pretty much all of them are going to need to add a good half hour for the tribute for this year.
It's going to be a very long in memoriam.
It's crazy. One of them that we recently lost. Show me
that smile. Ooh, show me that smile. Minute on your crying. We're nowhere near. Long as we got each other.
Alan Thicke. What was he, 69?
69.
Heart attack, dude. Heart attack? These things happen. Florence Henderson yesterday, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And Zsa Zsa Gabor was like, okay, she's 99.
She was 99 years old. And you're kind of like, and there's a minute there where you're like, Zsa Zsa Gabor was still alive?
Yeah, exactly.
But Alan Thicke, 69, dude.
Yeah.
That is too young.
Yeah.
Too young.
Too young. I think that's what the deal is with this year. It's not it's not the year of death. It's the year of sudden, unexpected
shocking
death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So Alan Thicke, He's known, of course, for Growing Pains and a lot of other things. And one thing you might not realize is that he wrote a lot of theme songs to a lot of shows.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. If you only know Alan Thicke as Robin Thicke's dad, you need to educate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought I would go through and grab some audio. You know how I am.
Yes.
Yeah, grab some audio. And we're going to do a kind of a version of
80s TV playback quiz with Courtney.
But it's not a full episode. We're just going to do little snippets of some of these Alan Thicke theme songs.
Okay. Yeah, because he co-wrote a lot of theme songs. Like he was a musician and a writer and a terrible Canadian talk show host. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever you have, Alan Thicke did that.
And these aren't just 80s. So I'm going to give you the first one's super easy. Ready?
Yeah. Now the world don't move. Different Strokes.
What?
Different Strokes.
Of course.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
He actually
man
sang
is
on
born.
That.
I know.
Did you know
that?
He's the vocals on that.
I did know he's the vocals on that.
Of course
that
you did.
That was my favorite show when I was little, by the way.
What's
my
that?
Favorite show when I was
of
little.
Of course. Mm-hmm. What's not to like?
It does not stand up, by the way. Don't try to watch it now. Not great. Anyway.
That's probably the one he's most known for.
Yeah.
And here we go. This is probably the one he's secondly most known for.
Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Yeah, that one's easy. Also wrote that one, Facts of Life. Yeah. Oh, I've got years here. So Different Strokes. Oh. Actually, okay, let's start with Growing Pains. It was 1985 to 1992, which is your sweet spot, right, Courtney?
I loved Growing Pains, by the way. Loved it.
Maybe we'll feature Growing Pains on a future episode of
80s TV Playback Quiz with Courtney.
We'll see how you hold
that'll
up
be
with...
a challenge. That'll be a challenge, but I feel like I can do it. You know, Growing Pains introduced me to Matthew Perry, and I fell in love with him instantly because there was a very heartwarming episode, actually heartrending episode.
Oh wow!
Where he was Carol's date to a dance, and then he died. I think it was like a drunk driving thing. Like it was.
Wow.
It was rough,
poignant.
Dude.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I want to do an 80s TV playback quiz on that one, Growing Pains, where Carol is just a pain in the ass. That one.
That one?
And that one.
And Mike is a wise ass? Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so fun. Yeah. Different Strokes from 1978 to 1986.
Yep.
So actually, that's probably more your sweet spot, right? You were
No. Growing Pains is more my sweet spot.
Yeah. As far as time goes.
Yeah.
Facts of Life, very Early. Much mirrored Different Strokes from 79 to 88.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
bad
moving
hair.
On.
Bad hair in that
this,
show.
This one might be difficult for you. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's groovy.
Do you want a hint?
Is that... Okay, it sounds 70s. Is that like the Partridge Family or something?
It's not a sitcom.
Okay. It sounds more like a Starsky and Hutch kind of a thing.
Nope.
I don't know.
I did not know this one.
I don't know it.
It's a game show.
Okay. It makes me want to dance. I am seeing people in bell bottoms.
This song wouldn't make you want to dance. It'd make you want to spin.
Oh, is it the original Wheel of Fortune theme song?
It is. Oh. It is. Yeah.
Wow.
Which he wrote. Oh, I love that.
It's super groovy, but I'll be honest. I don't know if it goes with the show. As it is now.
That's true.
I can see Pat Sajak jamming to that.
That was featured way back. That was the original Wheel of Fortune theme from 75 to 83.
Wow.
Yeah. This one you might know. This one brought back really vague memories for me. But you might have been too young, but check it out.
Okay.
not a sitcom.
It's very familiar.
That's it.
Oh. Is that another game show or a talk show?
It's game a show. Game show, and he hosted this one.
Oh.
And it was only from 1987 to 1990.
In Canada? 1990?
Yeah, 1987 to 1990. And the show is called, ready?
I'm ready.
Animal Crack-Ups. So the gist of the show, they would have four celebrities. Is this coming back at all?
No.
Four celebrities and Alan Thicke hosted, and they would do little snippets of animals, and then they'd stop and they'd say, "Does the kangaroo walk like a man?" And each celebrity had to guess yes or no. And then at the end, whoever celebrity had the most questions right got $2,500 for their favorite animal charity.
For their charity?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous.
Animal Crack-Ups. Okay, if you didn't get that one, you won't get this one. Here's
right.
another one.
That's okay.
Tom Kennedy. This one's way too old for you. You were too young to watch this. It was called Whew. Whew. W-H-E-W exclamation
Whew.
Point. And it was an animated open with a woman walking and like a Dracula reached out to catch her and she just
just
missed.
Just walked past, scooted
yeah,
out
just
of the
walked
way.
In, yeah. The open resonated with me a little bit, but I don't remember watching the whole thing. So anyway, but that's way back when, 1979 to 1980.
Golden okay. age of television right
that's
there.
That's right.
Wow. Oh,
that Alan Thicke, man. Wow.
Prolific dude.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a pretty good actor, I think.
Yeah. Great TV dad.
Perfect TV dad. He was cast wonderfully. And I really felt like what was his wife's name? In Growing Pains?
Maggie.
I felt like they really had a good connection.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Despite Carol
the fact
was just
that
a bitch, though.
They had a baby and the next season it was 4 years old. But other than that, it seemed like a really normal, solid marriage.
You know, I might add a couple of those Alan Thicke songs to our bumpers here for the mixtape.
Okay, but if you're going to add that, like, wackadoo crazy one, you need to tell me because I'm going to hurt myself when I start dancing around.
Courtney, what is the deal with this baking show?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so like as we mentioned, it's been quite cold. It is almost Christmas. And something that I don't know what happened to me, but somehow it's not my normal style. I actually am not a huge fan of cooking shows on TV. My husband, it's one of the things that we disagree on because my husband really likes cooking shows. And I don't mind cooking shows, but my problem is I don't want to watch cooking shows while I'm eating because it just makes me unhappy with what I have. You know what I mean? I'm
sure.
Like, oh, why am I eating this when I could have that? So it's not really my jam at all, but somehow a couple Christmases ago, I got completely sucked into the Holiday Baking Championship on the Food Network.
Okay.
And it started with they were showing it was a competition where they had to have a cake like that had a hole in it that was filled with candy. So when you cut into the cake, like the candy spilled out.
Oh, crazy.
And
like
it
a
looked
cake pinata.
Kinda. And it looked so cool that I was like, What is that? I would like to see some more of that. And I got sucked in and now it's like the only like food competition show that I get amped about, and like this time of year, like I kind of have to watch it. Like yeah. I lose my, and there's always at least one baker on it that I'm just like, oh my God, I love you. You know, like every reality competition, there's sure. someone for everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
This year, it's a little guy from Kentucky named Jason. And Deb, I'm telling you, he looks exactly like an elf. Like,
aww.
He actually looks like the elf in, you know, in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He looks like the elf with the chin strap beard that tells Hermie, like, he can't be a dentist.
Right.
But not horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's super adorable, bald, little glasses, and he's from Kentucky, and he has this amazing accent, and in the first episode, he just goes like, Lord, honey, this is getting exciting, and I was like, oh my God, I'm hooked.
So this is the holiday one, or this is
a holiday baking championship, and every week they have to do a different okay. challenge, or uh-huh. a couple different challenges. It's hosted by, I have some problems with this show. It's a little controversial because here's the thing. I understand there's another baking show that's also kind of a big deal. And we're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
So Holiday Baking Championship is on the Food Network. And it's hosted by Bobby Dean, who is Paula Dean's son. And we all know Paula Dean had some issues.
Yeah.
Not so much on the Food Network anymore.
Yeah.
So that's a little weird. And sometimes he says things about back in my family, and like we're all like, yeah, I think we know what's going on in your family. And then it's I can't explain why I'm so compelled by this show, because it's not a great show. The host is weird. The jokes are very cheesy. I'm not crazy about the judges. Like, I don't know what the deal is. But I have to watch this show. And I get so obsessed with it that, like, I have to wait a week in between episodes. And so in order to fill my desperate need for baking shows in the meantime, I went out and I proactively sought out the Great American Baking Show.
Yes.
Not championship.
With the old British lady.
Mary Berry.
She is British.
Accurate. She has a rhyming name.
What's her deal? Is she some sort of champion baker?
I don't know. Okay, here's the other thing. Like, so the Great American Baking Show is an attempt to ride on the coattails of the Great British Baking Show, which apparently is a huge pop culture juggernaut. Like, people are crazy for this show. I tried to watch it once and I got very sleepy, and I don't know if I just wasn't watching the right episode or what happened, but I wasn't as compelled by it as, like, because I had several people come up to me and be like, are you watching the Great British Baking Show? Because you need to be watching the Great British Baking Show. And I was like, okay. And at the time, wow. I was like, I don't think I really want to watch a show about baking. But I tried it and it was okay, but I didn't love it. But so she's on both of these, and I think she's a big deal back in Britain, and I suppose in baking circles she's a big deal. I don't know. This is part of the weirdness, is like I'm watching these shows and I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, it's kind of refreshing though too, you know.
Yeah.
You're getting to know a whole new family,
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
We've watched a few of the Great American Baking Shows, and the vibe is completely different from the Holiday Baking Championship. Like a completely different. Like, it's very mellow. It's very chill. They do have these, like, very forced jokes, but they're less like waka waka, and they're more like, I'm going to tell you a joke now. That was funny. Like, it's
like sweaty balls, kind of.
Kind of, yeah, but without the, like, Dirty Bird shenanigans. I don't know.
Watching the first season or the second? Because we're in season two, I believe, of the Great American Baking Show, right?
I'm watching the current season. I did watch a couple episodes of the first season the first time around, and I couldn't get into it.
Because the second season, I've only just finished the first 15 minutes of one of the bread weeks, whatever, because you were talking about it. I'm like, I'm gonna watch it. So we have that weird choice of host in the woman who is the, I don't know what her name is, but she's
her
from
name
My
is
Big
Nia,
Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah. Yes.
Nia Vardalos of my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
And her voice is just weird. Her voice is like an octave higher than what I thought it was going to be. Is it not?
Oh, really? I don't know.
You don't notice that? It's just weird for me. Yeah.
No. And then her real life husband, Ian Gomez.
That's the co-host?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize they were married.
Yeah.
And what is their connection to baking?
I literally have no idea. I don't think they have any. I think that the network was like, who does America like? Oh, they like that lady from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Like, I have no idea.
Sure.
I have no idea. It's all very weird and kind of nonsensical, but very soothing in a way. I don't know. I think part of it is just because it's cold and the idea of like baked goods feels very like nurturing to me. I did go out. And so this is the other thing is like when we watch, we got to drink tea and we'll eat like we get out like two cookies. We each get one cookie. So trying to be good. But I did go the other day and I was like, fuck it. I got to bake a cake. I got to bake a cake and like eat a huge piece of cake while I eat this baking show. And so I bought the stuff to bake it, but I haven't baked it yet.
Well, it's funny you say that because just last week, the coldest week of the year, what do I decide to do?
You baked?
Cinnamon rolls. The coldest freaking week of the year. Now, I say that because, I mean, yes, nothing is quite as warming as baked goods in the oven, and you think, oh, that's so nice, and I'm gonna eat them in my pajamas and gym jams, as my husband likes to say, and just be all nice and cozy with my footy pajamas on and the gooey cinnamon rolls. There is no fucking way I was going to proof yeast dough on a day that was
proofing
21 degrees outside. There's we don't have central heating. We like to keep the house as warm as we possibly can, but there was no way. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't have one of those proof drawers like they have in the Great American Baking Show.
No, but
I wish
you know,
I did.
That's part of it, right? Is that like, I don't bake. I do, secretly, I do have a little bit of a fantasy every now and then about being a baker. Like, I like the idea of a profession where, like, you create something tangible.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you're like, it's very hands-on.
Yep.
Very knee-deep.
Yep.
And then you, at the end of the day, you're like, look at all this fucking bread I baked, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at all these cupcakes.
Yeah.
Put them in your mouth. They're delicious. And then I also really like the idea of being up and busy when everybody else is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. But
you're not
in
a morning
reality,
person, though.
I'm not a morning person. I'm a very late night person, though. So I feel like it could theoretically translate.
Sure, if you shifted it a little more. Yep. Yep.
I'm not going to be the baker who like is there to open the store. I'm baking the stuff and I'm going home to bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so I do have this weird, maybe I could be a baker fantasy, even though like I don't really bake things that aren't from mixes.
Right. Right.
But now I'm using words like proof, and I'm going to the store and I'm seeing these like silicone mats for baking, and I'm like, I don't have one of those. I might need a silicone mat.
Yep.
I might need a silicone mat. Or I'm like, well, look at them, they're pulling sugar. I've never made a freaking stained glass window out of sugar. I better learn how to do that.
It's some pretty cool stuff. In the last 4 days, I have made cinnamon rolls, muffins from scratch, which I love my muffin recipe, but you will never eat them because there's yogurt in them.
No.
But
also, all the stuff in your cupboard is ancient.
That's true. I had to double check my baking soda the other day. It's like, I got to do a Courtney check on this because my baking soda, but it ended up being fine. It's good. It's good for another 2 years. And then I did three batches of cookies yesterday. But here's the thing. It's like, okay, if you're going to do, I love the idea of proofing dough. And I also love the idea of making a pie.
Yes.
But the conditions need to be completely opposite for those two things.
Yeah.
And this is chemistry, right? I mean, this is.
Oh, it's science, dude.
Yeah. And you, if you get it wrong, you got to throw the whole thing out the window. Or I did get rid of it because my husband was so upset. He wasn't upset, but he was like, why are you making a big batch of cinnamon rolls? Why? You know, because I'm talking about losing weight again. And he, you know, we're kind of doing the health thing. We're trying to. And so I ended up giving like half of them away to friends. And with the caveat of these will seriously bust a window if you throw them. But if you gently warm them for 25 seconds in the microwave, they'll be delicious and gooey. But just know, don't break your teeth on these things.
Is that because they weren't proofed properly?
Because my kitchen was freaking cold. And it's been forever since I've tried. And I also, I was trying to knead them. I did it all by hand, which was not. You know, you need that big, you need the KitchenAid mixer.
You need the space and the whole everything,
You need the space, you need the right rolling pin, you need so many of the tools that, that I just don't have. So maybe someday, but yeah.
I think that, I think what we should do is we should just go out and buy a frickin' cake.
And just eat it.
Just sit down with a cake and two forks and just hit it. Merry frickin' Christmas.
Oh, that sounds good.
I know.
That sounds really, really good. I'd share with you this muffin recipe. It's the best muffin, the best muffins I've ever had, but I don't think you would even try them because there's yogurt in them.
I got other people I can share a recipe with. You know, I've been making for Christmas, I made my chocolate bacon peanut bark.
Ooh, yum.
That is no bake, and it is easy peasy, and it is delicious.
Yum. Bacon
but then
anything.
It's like, I give most of it away, but then there's some left in the house and you're like, well, you don't want to waste it.
That sounds delicious. I'd like the recipe. Could you get that to me?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously easy.
Yeah.
Dark, I'll post it if you think people are interested in.
Dark chocolate, semi-sweet. What do you use?
Semi-sweet.
Yeah.
I use the semi-sweet. Little bacon, little unsalted peanuts.
Ooh, yum.
Easy peasy, my friend. I think it would be good. Well, I think it's unsalted peanuts because the bacon adds salt. You know
sure.
What I'm saying? So the peanuts are just there for like crunch and texture.
Well, that's it for the mixtape episode 36. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Yes. Happy holidays to everyone.
We'll be back sometime. We don't know when.
Probably. Well, we'll see. So many people have died in 2016. I mean, you never know. You never know.
That's stop.
Terribly dark. I meant it as like, because we're celebrities, but we're not celebrities, and that was the joke. But it just went creepy, and I'm
no
sorry.
Going back now. No going back now.
Sorry, y'all.
Have a great
Tasteless.
One. We'll see you later.
Tasteless.